To help us parse through the findings, we're joined now on the RingCentral Newsline by Rory Little, professor at UC Hastings College of the Law, who previously clerked at the Supreme Court. Thanks a lot for talking to us this morning. So what did the report have to say on the obstruction question?
Well, there's so much political spin going on right now that it's good to sort of stick to the words. The letter that Attorney General Barr sent is a summary of principal conclusions, he says, of the Mueller report. So we haven't seen the full Mueller report. But on the obstruction point, it quotes Bob Mueller as saying a few things. The bottom line, apparently the Mueller report says, quote, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. The letter goes on to say, the Barr letter goes on to say, that the report sets out evidence on both sides of the question and leaves unresolved what the special counsel views as difficult issues of law and fact concerning obstruction of justice. So it's clear that the Mueller report did not reach a conclusion and that it was premised on the idea that because the special counsel can't indict the president under the Department of Justice policy, Mueller left that conclusion for other people. And then the attorney general takes it on and says, well, I'm going to conclude there wasn't enough evidence for obstruction. And I actually think that the letter is premised on a legal mistake about obstruction. That is, you can obstruct an investigation, whether the investigation leads to anything or not. Interfering with a lawful investigation is a crime. Doesn't matter where that investigation goes. And a lot of people might say we should have left this for a jury or we should have left this for Congress. And so until we see the full report, we're not going to know the details.
Yeah, I mean, if do you think there's a difference between this letter that AG Barr has written and the full report? Do you think if we saw both of them, there'd be some substantial differences?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a difference in the sense that Bob Mueller clearly put evidence on both sides of the question, found that by 2,800 subpoenas and lots of interviews, and declined to decide whether it was a crime because of the Department of Justice policy says you can't charge the president with a crime. This letter goes on to say, well, we don't think the evidence was sufficient. I don't think Bob Mueller said that at all. And I have to say, as a former federal prosecutor myself, a lot of times you would charge obstruction of justice if somebody interfered with an investigation without regard to where that investigation led. It's the offense against the investigative process that is criminalized. So I'm unwilling to say that this Barr report is an exoneration, and Bob Mueller was unwilling to say that it was an exoneration. So, yes, I think the report's going to be different when you see the full thing.
So the Barr letter is not a strictly legal thing. It's more of a political letter?
Yeah, you know, he would say no to that. He has made a legal conclusion. He doesn't think the evidence is sufficient. We don't know why he made that conclusion, and I would want to see the evidence before I said, oh, yeah, I agree with that as a matter of law. There definitely is some political spin to this, and we should keep in mind, I mean, I have respect for Bill Barr, actually. He's got a long career, but he wrote an op-ed before he got to be attorney general saying he didn't think the president could commit obstruction of justice if the president acts pursuant to his official office. That's an extreme view that is not consistent with the past. Both Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon were charged in articles of impeachment with obstruction of justice offenses. Whether they weren't charged with a crime, they were charged in an impeachment document. So that seems to be a determination for Congress and not necessarily the Attorney General.
Right. And some people call that writing of Barr's an audition.
Yeah, I don't know that he was auditioning. I think he was definitely saying, you know, this is what I think. And he didn't need to be Attorney General, but I think he enjoys being Attorney General. He's had a career. He was Attorney General before under Bush 1. So you know, whether he's auditioning or not, he certainly stated a view that is, I think, viewed as extreme by legal scholars.
Always good to get the balance from you. Thanks a lot for talking to us, Professor Little. Rory Little, professor at UC Hastings College of the Law.